106.5 Mountain FM. It's Rob Murray and our Mountain Insider, Tanya Faubert. I want to talk a little bit about all of those Facebook groups providing local services here. It's gotten a little political recently, I think, but...
It has. I've seen some proliferation of Facebook groups. I, however, am a traditionalist when it comes to Facebook groups, so I will stick to my Bow Valley Pets and Community Connection.
Don't forget about Bow Valley Buy, Sell, and Trade. What's Kijiji? Go Bow Valley Buy, Sell, and Trade, and you'll probably get a good deal on something or maybe get rid of your... other stuff that people can use. So
I have a weakness for the Bow Valley Women's Clothing Swap.
And the Mom Hub, which I'm not on, but I hear is quite...
I'm on the Mom Hub. Yeah. I'm not a mom. I just, you know, like to be connected with groups of people who...
Interloper!
I know. Don't tell them! I care about children, I swear.
Some interesting statistics and something that you've written about in this week's Outlook is regarding one of those Facebook groups that you mentioned, Bow Valley Pets, which bylaws find to be really helpful to what they do.
Our bylaw services department in Canmore handles lost dogs. We don't necessarily have a lost cat problem because cats don't stay lost for very long in Canmore.
No.
In the past, bylaw services looks at the tag, finds the registered owner, and connects with them. But what if there's no tag or identification mark? Now, with social media, we're seeing people who found a dog or even bylaw themselves, if they have a dog, take a picture, put it up, boom, connection. And if we look at the numbers over the past 4 years, the number of kennel days used by bylaw services has gone down 65%. That's huge. That's gone from them needing to use a kennel space to house an animal over 140 times a year to 50 times a year last
wow.
year. Facebook and social media is connecting people before we need to get bylaw involved. And, you know, as a new pet owner, if my puppy gets away, where am I going to go to look for her? I'm going to go to Facebook. To me, this is a good news story about how Facebook builds community.
Just want to make reference to something I mentioned at the beginning about how groups have gotten political a little bit lately. I do want to give a shout out to the administrators of all of these groups who have sometimes a thankless and definitely a payless job of getting rid of spam and keeping things somewhat moderated and clean. It's a job that I think they need to be recognized for because some people manage multiple groups and it's probably fairly time consuming.
They get a tip of my hat because it takes a lot of patience, I think, to interact with the general public at times.